Welcome back here on Buff Talk on 99.9 The Rock. Thank you so much to girls basketball head coach Jacob Miller for coming on the show. We now like to welcome on a couple student athletes from the girls squad. We have junior Haley Brown and freshman Maya Korf. Thank you both for coming on tonight. Haley, I'll start with you. Weekend spent in Oklahoma City this last week. Besides the win, do you have a favorite part from this last weekend?
Honestly, I think just spending the night, overnight trips are always really fun.
Yeah, I was going to say, we went to Colorado Springs, too. Which one was more fun, this one or that one?
Probably Colorado because we had more time, but they were both fun.
That's fair. Maya, I'll ask the same question. Favorite part from this last weekend?
Probably the food. Yeah. And getting to spend time with teammates. And, yeah.
What, was it the pregame meal or was it the postgame meal?
The pregame meal.
Spaghetti?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have that, but I heard it was very good.
It was very good.
Question I'll ask for both of you. I'll start with Haley. I feel like this is a group that's really well bonded together on and off the court. Where do you get on the most?
Where do we get along?
Yeah.
I feel like it helps that we have like 0 hour together, so we all like bond there, and then just throughout the day we see each other, so we get along there.
Maya, I'll ask you the same thing. Where do you feel like you guys get along the best?
Probably like on the court, because they're all older than me, so I don't really see them very much during school or like at all. So yeah, probably like practicing on the court and in the locker room.
Who are some of the teammates you like hanging out with the most?
Well, I hang out a lot with like other freshmen, like some of the JV players, but I like hanging out with like everyone.
What's the bond like with that group? Because obviously you mentioned you're all kind of younger than some of the classmen.
I mean, it's pretty nice. Like, I don't really like, they're not like, I don't really hang out with them like that often, but like during like games and stuff and hotels and stuff.
Yeah, of course. Haley, I'll ask you the same thing. Who are some of your favorite teammates to be around?
Well, I've created a really tight bond with like Cam, Ray, and KJ. We've been really close, but overall, like our starting five and just everyone, we're really close together as a team.
Mm-hmm. I want to have a little fun because you guys are so close together. I did this with the community college guys last week. A couple most likely twos. You both go with that?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to start with this. The boys started a little bit of karaoke on the bus this last week. It didn't quite lift off, but which one of your teammates would be most likely to do karaoke in the bus?
KJ.
Probably KJ.
KJ? But it's just his personality? Like, fill me in.
She just sings randomly out of nowhere.
Okay, sticking with music, which teammate is most likely to want to control the pregame music? Haley, I'll start with you.
KJ.
KJ too? All right, is KJ going to be answer for a lot of these?
Probably.
Music-wise, yeah.
Okay, what's her playlist?
It's a lot of like any rap just pumping music. Yeah.
Got it. Let me ask you, you have a favorite artist right now?
Not really. I listen to a lot of different genres, like Zach Bryan I've been listening to, and random.
Maya, same thing.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of Zach Bryan.
Nice. Not a bad shout. Okay. Which teammate, I feel like this one could go anywhere, so I'm excited to ask this. Which teammate's most likely to go viral on TikTok?
Cam. Or KJ.
Okay, why Cam? Because you haven't said Cam yet.
Well, we all do TikToks randomly, so it's just like fun to do, and she probably
does it the most.
That's funny, because I feel like I talked to Cam last week, and she's someone who's so focused on like I asked her what she's going to do on the 5-hour bus ride, and she's like, I'm going to watch film.
Oh.
I was like, okay.
I think we do that just in our free time. Like, whenever we have free time, we're just like, oh, let's, if we have already watched film, you know?
Fair. Mm-hmm. How did you fill time on the 5-hour ride?
I slept a lot, and I had a lot of, like, homework to do, so I did that.
Okay. Maya?
Yeah, I slept a lot most of the way there.
Good answer, by the way. Going back to the Would You Rathers, which team is most likely to forget their basketball shoes for Dodge tomorrow?
KJ.
KJ's not gonna like hearing this back.
I mean,
or she might,
or you.
I feel like I forgot.
Yeah, she's forgot her shoes like two practices in a row. So
thank you for being honest.
Yeah,
we appreciate that. Is that right though?
I left them in my car, so I didn't technically forget
them. Okay, but you forgot them that one practice.
Yeah.
Not great with no one, I'm sure. Who on the team is most likely to have a half court shot in game?
I don't know. We always, at the end of practice, do half-court shots, so it's really anyone.
That's fair. Who's hit the most in those, like, take-me-homes?
Today, I hit a backwards half-court shot.
No way. Yeah. Nice. Okay.
But I think
I feel like Cam or you. You're probably the ones that hit them the most in practice.
Got it. Okay, this is not a would you rather, or most likely to. But this is a question that I asked the community college guys last week. You're stranded on an island. You got to survive for 1 week, and you can only bring one teammate to help you out. Who would it be?
Ray.
Okay. We haven't had Ray yet. Why?
I don't know.
She's
I feel like
really
she just
reliable.
Really yeah, and like responsible, and she like would just know what to do.
Yeah.
That's fair. She's a senior. Reverse that. Who would you not bring?
KJ.
Probably KJ.
She wouldn't.
She needs a lot of things.
Okay, that's great. Thank you both for doing that. For both of you, it's kind of your first full varsity seasons on the squad. Maya, it's your first period as a freshman. Was it a good reaction when you first got onto the varsity team? What was your reaction to that?
I don't know. I was really nervous, to be honest, because I didn't really know what to expect. And, yeah.
So it was a little intimidating at first?
Yeah, it was really intimidating.
Okay, can you take me through what it was like that first practice?
The first practice, I felt like it wasn't that nervous. Like, I knew that we were going to run a lot, and that's, like, what I was, like, mainly scared about. Because I was like, crap, we're going to have to run.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, but other than that, it wasn't too bad. Like, I felt pretty comfortable because, like, summer we bonded, and so I, like, wasn't super nervous. But
did you fit in really well once the thing started?
Yeah, kind of. I don't know. It was kind of, like, hard to get, like, used to the girls and, like, get them used to me. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Your first game, you led the team in scoring. You had 15 points that first game. Did you imagine doing that the night before?
No, I didn't think I was going to score that much. I don't know.
When did it click for you?
I don't know. When I hit my first three, I was kind of like, oh. So I tried to shoot more.
Well, you shot the ball pretty well. Yeah. You're playing very well this season. Haley, it's your first full season starting for this team. Can you talk about some of the differences between last year and this year for you?
Well, last year I played JV and I didn't really play at all for varsity. And the transition from that to starting has been pretty nerve-wracking, but I was confident because we are so close as a team that we kind of got through it together. And like Ray, it was her first time too, Maya, obviously. So we all were kind of going through it together.
Talk me through last season as well. It was the first season under Coach Miller. What were some of the first impressions you had with him?
I think that we were all like scared at first, obviously, because it was like a new coach, but as soon as he started coaching us, we could tell that it was going to be good because he's just a good coach.
He did admit when he was on here just now that he is a tough guy to play for, but at the same time, I also feel like he's very close with you guys. Where does he really like to connect with y'all?
I think like we have our own handshakes with him and just he's very easy to talk to, so we can talk to him about anything. And yeah,
I saw him do that at practice and I was thinking like, why do I not have one? What is your handshake with him?
It's like a high five to a double and then a fist bump.
Nice. Yours?
I don't have a handshake with him yet.
Okay,
we're gonna have to.
All right, so you and me are gonna have to push for it. All right, got it. What made you really want to come back and push for varsity this year?
Honestly, I think because of how many seniors graduated, they're people just had to step up, and it made me really adamant to do that.
That's awesome. I'm here with Haley Brown and Maya Corf. You're just joining us here on Buff Talk. This question goes to both of you. Haley, let's start with you, and then we'll go back to Maya. When did you start playing basketball?
I started playing, my eighth grade year, but it got shut down because of COVID. So technically, my first full season was freshman year.
Okay. What made you really want to play at the high school level?
I just was looking for something new. Like, I had done it when I was, like, a little kid, but I stopped, really, and didn't really do anything else, so.
Got it, for sure. Maya, I'll ask you.
I've been playing basketball since, like, kindergarten, but I didn't really get into it until, like, second, third grade, and then I started playing traveling.
What made you really want to click to say, like, yeah, I want to go play travel?
I don't know. I feel like it was more my parents kind of made me do it, but I mean, I started to like it, and then I went on from there.
I was going to ask you both this as well. You just said it was your parents, but who really encouraged you to want to play the game?
Probably my parents, but mostly myself. I was just determined to be the best person I could be and as an athlete.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, last question for both of you. I'll start with Maya, and then we'll finish off with Haley. Do you have any personal goals you have set for the rest of the season?
Just to score more, because I feel like I kind of haven't scored very much, and not to turn the ball over.
I like the sound of that. Haley?
For me, probably don't foul as much, like move my feet more and don't reach, and also to score more and shoot the ball more.
Got it. Well, you two are in action tomorrow against Dodge City. You got a couple games here these next 2 weeks. Wish you both the best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you so much to Haley Brown and Maya Corp for coming on, as well as Jacob Miller for opening up this show, as well as Angel, who's filling in back in the 99.9 The Rock studio at Garden City and Dodge City tomorrow. Pre-game show starts at 5:40. Girls tip off at 6, and the boys are to fall. Thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's edition of Buff Talk. Talk to you in the morning roundup tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
Listening to Buff Talk, live from Old Chicago in Garden City. Buff Talk, a presentation of Western Kansas Broadcast Center Sports.